أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وهو خير المعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As we were talking about youth and Islam, that how youth can practice their Islam with enjoyment, how we can enjoy our Islam, we have discussed about many things, alhamdulillah. Today I want to discuss about namaz, that how we should look at this divine order of Allah, which is full of benefit and hikmah and wisdom for us. As I told you last session, that how much the time of namaz was important and full of pleasure for our Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. So, inshallah, whatever we learn in this classes or from Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, we should, first of all, because, you know, some time we say, okay, let's go and hear what this scholar is saying. So don't sit in front of TV to just for hearing. Now, inshallah, our intention should be from beginning, it should be that we are here to hear this lecture or this Quran or Sunnah or Ahadith Ma'asumin, inshallah. Then after this zikr, whatever I have get from this lecture, I will try my best to act upon it. So if I sit with this firm intention, then inshallah this kind of ahadith will give us a lot of nur and light in our life. As we know, again, hadith of Ma'asum is saying that most of the people of hell will be those delay their work for tomorrow. Like if I say, okay, I get to know that I have to practice this kind of things in my namaz and how I should recite, I should be very intermingled with Quran, but inshallah from the month of Ramadan I'll start to do more or to spend more time with this holy book of Quran. So if I say inshallah tomorrow from Ramadan al-Mubarak, from the month of Muharram, or you know, any other important days, I will start my this great task, but we don't know about tomorrow. So inshallah we shouldn't delay our whatever we want to bring change in our life for tomorrow. And in hadith this is tasweef, means the people who do sofa, who say inshallah, you know, from this night of Jum'ah I will do this, and we don't know how and how quick our time, our life will be spent. Okay, so that's why inshallah we are here to listen to saying of Ma'asumin with this intention. So I told you that if I'm standing and I want to pray namaz in front of Allah, if I'm giving this presentation, so hadith says that one wajib namaz is equal to more than 20 hajj. And do you know, one hajj is equal to more than one mountain of gold given in charity or sadaqah for in the way of Allah. So if I gave one whole mountain, which is golden mountain, in the way of Allah as a charity, so I can't get the sawab of one hajj. But by praying one wajib namaz, I'm getting that much sawab, like not only 20 hajj, more than 20 hajj. And it is according to all musalli and all prayers, you know, I'm a different, my position is different from you, you know, how much intention you have, how much concentration you have. So everything is definitely different, but this is according to one hadith. And for one step of haji, the person who is doing hajj, for each and every step Allah removes one 10 sins of that person. And there are a lot of merits and fadilat for hajj or for haji. And here if a hadith is saying that one wajib namaz is equal to more than 20 hajj, so it shows that, you know, how amazing this reward is. Then the other hadith says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he said that when a person stands in front of Allah and he said Allahu Akbar, like which we call Takbiratul Ihram, hadith says that it is like you are born from the mother's womb, like Allah is giving me completely new life. I have born exactly on that time, I have come in that world, like I'm completely forgiven and clean and my all sins has been washed. So it's an amazing reward which Allah is giving. Why it is like this? That is that we have to think that really, if I, when I'm saying Allahu Akbar, you know, I have some kind of that kind of great feeling, or this sentence give me that much energy or nur or light, then it could remove all my sins and make me very, very closer to Allah. As we know that Allahu Akbar is very, very important in our namaz. How much we repeat this beautiful sentence. And sometimes they say it's a zenith of salah, it's a beauty of namaz. Like even I was just gathering all, you know, when and how we say Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, first of all, we should know that it means Allah is greater than any description. Our adhan, it starts with Allahu Akbar, which is very important, you know. Because sometimes we say to you that, okay, do just only wajibah, don't recite azan or iqama, it's not wajib if you don't have time. Because sometimes, unfortunately, the youth, they go to school or college because they don't have time. Sometimes they come very late, especially for Zuhr Asr namaz. So we say, okay, just perform the wajib, don't make it, you know, bi qaza. So do just, you know, wajibat and say Allahu Akbar, stand for namaz. So don't recite azan or iqama sometimes if you are in very, very hurry, because it's better than to be qadha. So, but we have to know that how much azan and iqama is important in the eyes of Allah. And if I say azan or iqama, you know how many angels are praying behind me? And just I was thinking that, you know, if you live with Ahlul Bayt, ilm and knowledge and messages, what they have given to us, and if we just imagine and think and ponder that how, what kind of information they are giving to us, everything is about ghaib, about unseen world. They are always connecting me as a human being, as a Abdullah, to always to the angels, to alam-e malakut, to hereafter, which is, you know, behind the curtains. Like my life as a human being, I'm always with angels, I'm sleeping with them, I'm standing with them, I'm doing work with them. They are always God, you know, saving me from all kind of problems and whatever comes in my life, difficulties. And if I'm praying namaz, if with azan or iqama, oh, you know, then I'm an imam, I'm leading them. It's a beautiful, so it's a beautiful, you know, feeling. That's why hadith always they encourage, it encourage us that, oh Abdullah, oh servants of Allah, do say Allahu Akbar with that kind of ma'rifat, with that kind of awareness. So Azan starts with Allahu Akbar. Even Iqama starts with Allahu Akbar. Our namaz, start of namaz is Allahu Akbar. Even end of namaz is Allahu Akbar. And Tasbihat Arba'az, which is very, very important, their end is Allahu Akbar. And the very important point is change of position, because in namaz we always change our position. So once my student, she asked me that, why? Whenever I finish my qiyam, I'm standing, and I want to do ruku, I have to say Allahu Akbar, then I go to ruku. After ruku, when I finish the zikr of ruku, then even it is recommended I should say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You know, after all, whenever I want to change my position, why? It's a beautiful question, and it has very long answer that, because in the beginning I told you the word is a translation of Allahu Akbar. First, I should know what I'm saying. Then this hadith of Prophet, inshallah, it will be come true that Allah will give me the new life. I will born in that exact time. And that's why, you know, if I have that kind of belief, then I say, oh, arihna ya Bilal. Oh, when time of azan will come, when somebody go and call me and invite me to become free and clean, to cleanse me from all my dirt, whatever sins I have done. And there's again other hadith which says that whenever, if I do any kind of sin, so Allah says to angels, don't write it down, you know. Why? Because maybe after 7 hours he will say Allahu Akbar with ma'rifat, with awareness. And if he says with ma'rifat and awareness Allahu Akbar, then you know, definitely I will forgive his all sins. So how beautiful it is. So why, if we say Allahu Akbar, like how, you know, the action, even the action, why Islam says that when I want to say Allahu Akbar, I have to do like this, Allahu Akbar, you know, move my hands near my ears. Why? According to hadith, again, it shows that I'm saying that everything, you know, whatever is beyond Allah, everything should be go behind. Only Allah's conception should be in front of my eyes and in my intention. Only Allah. Allah, the word is also beautiful. You know, you go and check the meaning of Allah, literally itself. And then if I say Allahu Akbar, it means, you know, everything should go behind. I'm with my Lord, I'm in Allah. So if I'm saying Subhana Rabbi al-Azimi wa bihamdi, the zikr of ruku, and after that I'm saying Allahu Akbar, it means Allah is greater than, you know, this description which I have done with my this sinful tongue. I have said Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. But, you know, the way I said is nothing. Allah is more higher than this. Allahu Akbar. I can't describe him with my this naqs, with my this all jahalat and ignorance. So that's why whenever I want to change my position, I have to say Allahu Akbar. So this Allahu Akbar is beautiful. And as I told you, Allah, you know, that it shows that everything should be for Allah. That's why usually I say this I love this ayah, which is my favorite ayah, and I usually recite with myself. It's not just for marhumin, for the people who has been gone from this world, you know, for that people. No, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It gives me a lot of really peace and tranquility. How? Like how Allahu Akbar should give me that kind of concept. How Inna Lillah wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un is giving me. Inna Lillah wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un, it means we are from Allah and we return to Him, to Allah. Okay. How it can apply in my daily life? For example, sometimes, you know, I travel a lot. So I go somewhere which I, for example, I don't like that place. So I know that I will go back to my home. home sweet home. I know after few days or few hours I will be back to my home, and I love my home environment more, 1,000 times more than that environment. So that's because I know it is just for few hours or few days in this country or in this place I am, so I will easily deal and I will easily cope with that situation. Why? Because I know I will go return back to my own place, my own home, my own hometown. So definitely we all have come from Him, from Allah. That is our hometown, Watan. And we will go back, return to Him. So here we are just for few days, few hours. Comparing to that eternal life, definitely here life is for even for seconds. It's nothing, really nothing. So if I have this kind of concept, then why should be I so much stressful and so much intention that, ooh, what's happening with me? Why Allah has given me this kind of, you know, problems in my life? Why this person is dealing like this to me? Just cope. Just enjoy the life. Yeah, the one thing should be very, very serious. You should deal with that. That person or that difficulties shouldn't bring any kind of obstacle in my life to reach towards my home back. Yeah, I want to go back to my home, and somebody is coming to make me far away or give me some kind of hatred to my own sweet home. So that person is my enemy. Yeah, and if somebody is coming to make me destroy or to make me astray from Allah, so then that time I should be very serious. There Allah has given me this power and potential of anger for use for the enemies of Allah. So definitely in that time I can say. Otherwise, you know, how much peace? That's why I said the most highest form of achieving tranquility is Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So it's a beautiful concept. So inshallah, if we know like how much, and we have lot of messages and matter and ahadith and ayat from Ahlul Bayt ahadith, that it says that only this word Allahu Akbar, how much we should think about it, we should get the awareness about it, then inshallah if we say, then definitely we enjoy the namaz, and we will wait restlessly how our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to wait for namaz. Inshallah, I'll promise it, if we act upon this kind of messages from Ahlul Bayt, then we will wait for this pleasurable time, which is time of namaz. So inshallah, don't forget me in your prayers, in your du'as, and I will pray for you all inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Ya man habahu rabbuhu bizikr wal quran wa khassahu khaliquhu bin nur wal furqan bil ghali
صل على محمد وعلى آل أحمد صل على محمد وعلى آل أحمد أولنا محمد أوسطنا محمد آخرنا محمد صل على محمد وعلى آل أحمد.